Our scripture today is Luke 24, chapter 1, verse 12. Chapter 24, verse 1 to 12. Before I read this, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that today we can celebrate the empty grave, that death has no victory. Lord, we thank you for that. We pray that this hope that the empty grave gives us, that we're able to hold on to within our hearts, within our minds, that those may be open to receive your other gift this day, which is through your word. As we read your word this day, may we see you. May you interact with us through your Holy Spirit as is necessary. May your light shine that we might see you as you desire us to. And we pray, Lord, this day for also for the sermon, that it too might be used for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your love, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. Hear now God's word. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they didn't believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Easter. Easter is truly a happy occasion. And it's one of those occasions, because it coincides with spring, there's a certain life to it, a certain enjoyment, certain energy. Looking out and seeing, I don't know whether you did it on purpose or not, but the pastel colors, you know, they come out in full force. It's a beautiful, hopeful, wonderful time of year. And when I shared a little bit of this at the sunrise service, the pseudo sunrise service today, it was at 7, so not really sunrise, just kind of. But it was fantastic. We had a wonderful time. That when I think about Easter, I also think about Christmas. They kind of go hand in hand for me. And as you know, Christmas is my favorite. I love Christmas. But Easter, of course, is just as important and also just as happy and as joyful. But as we look at these two holidays closer, we notice that for all the excitement and all the joy and all the love that we try to give this holiday, the originals weren't so hot. Christmas, for example, there were, of course, times of joy for Mary, especially because she was no longer pregnant. That was probably a joy for her. Get that boy out. And Jesus was healthy, and she was probably super excited about that. But they were stuck in a smelly manger with a bunch of animals. They didn't have the shelter that they really wanted, with the inn. Shepherds came to them, and maybe that was joyful, but also a little confusing, and all of this. And it was just challenging. The first Christmas was challenging. The first Easter, too, was challenging. When the women, they woke up in the morning, and without knowing how to roll the stone away, they still went to the tomb in order to pay their respects to Jesus by anointing his body with the ointments that they had and the spices. Excuse me. And when they got there, they noticed that Jesus' body, wasn't there. It's something fairly noticeable, especially when you're looking for a body. And two men came in with them and said, "He's not here. He's risen from the dead." Now, I shared this morning, I love Mark's rendition because it shows that they were scared and terrified and really confused. The other Gospels are a bit more hopeful and optimistic, but they're still confused. You know, how did Jesus raise? And our scripture in Luke reminds us how he did. You know, he preached 3 days, raised from the dead, and the women were like, "Oh yeah, we remember now." Now, they had a choice. They had a choice, and the choice was either they keep this to themselves or they go and share it with other people. They're excited at this point. Jesus is risen. They're happy. He's no longer dead. They can't wait to meet him, and then so they can't wait to share this great and wonderful news. And so they run to the 12 with this fantastic news, and they're met with confusion and derision, and they don't believe him. And not only don't they believe him, but this is funny. They say to the women that their words seem like nonsense. "Why are you saying this to us?" This isn't a very funny joke. "Why in the world would you tell us that Jesus is risen from the dead?" It's not very nice. "We don't like it. And obviously, we don't believe you." The women here pretty much represent, in the gospel, the first evangelists. Going and sharing the good news of Jesus' resurrection with Jesus' first followers. And Jesus' first followers don't believe them. Treat them poorly. And the only one who wants to get down to the truth is Peter, who runs to the tomb and sees that the tomb is empty himself and, at best, is wondering to himself what had happened. Doesn't say he believes the women. He's just confused. Any evangelist, I think, would tell you that one of the best responses that they can get from hearing the gospel message is questions, is a sense of curiosity. So Peter went and checked that for himself. So the first Easter, it wasn't that hot either. It was confusing. It was bewildering. It was uncomfortable. And the women were met with failure. The good news is, of course, is that the story doesn't end there. The disciples just didn't give up completely. Jesus didn't just give up on the disciples completely. He went and met them later. Here's the one thing I love about Easter, and this story helps us to share this truth, is this child. I'm going to ask you a question, and you can, you can tell me the truth or not. It's up to you. Has anyone here ever lied to a child before? Hope you said yes, because that's the truth, probably, I would imagine, at some point. How many of you have played peekaboo with a child? Okay, good, you've lied to them. Now, how do you lie to a child when you play peekaboo? When you cover your face, the child thinks that you're not there. That's the whole point of it, right? And then when you reveal yourself, they're like, "Ooh, yay, they're still here." And they're so happy. And you play. Have you ever played peekaboo with a child with a sheet? That's even more fun because that's even more convincing. The lie is much better when you use a sheet. You pull the sheet up and the baby's like, "Ah, where are you?" They peekaboo. And they're like, "Woo!" Lots of fun. You can do this with dogs too. And it is wonderful. If you watch TikTok for that, it's good for the pet stuff anyway. You get a sheet and then you stand in a doorway with the giant sheet, and you make sure the dog sees you, and then you drop it right after you move behind the doorway, and the dog will freak out. Peekaboo is based upon a lie. What's the truth? I never left. I'm still here. Baby doesn't know any better, and that's part of the fun. And when you reveal yourself to the baby, there's great joy and happiness because the baby finally sees that you're there and is happy for your presence. It reminds me of Easter. The thing about Easter is that for us, this is truth. That Jesus rose from the dead is truth. That Christ is alive. That the tomb is empty. That is truth for us. Thing is not all the world believes it. People in this community, in this world, in our own lives, don't believe it. But it's still truth. Just because we don't believe it doesn't mean that it's not. But going a step further, there's times in my own life where I wonder. Something happens to me. Something unexpected. Something heartbreaking. Something that I can't explain. It makes me feel alone. Hurt. Makes me wondering what's going to happen. You know, wonder where God is through all of this. The great thing about Easter is my wondering, my questions, doesn't change the truth. That Christ is still there. That Jesus is love. And that Christ is with me always. No matter how far I go, the truth remains. This is the good news of Easter, at least part of it. That our unknowing can't change the fact that Christ is always with us. It reminds me of the famous poem that many of us enjoy, Footprints in the Sand. Another one? You look back and you see one set of footprints. Where were you, Jesus? I was carrying you the whole time. That kind of thing. Easter is just that, a reminder that Christ is still with us. We may go through periods of our life where we doubt that, where we don't think it's going to happen. But Easter reminds us that Christ is still there, has never gone anywhere. And I pray that one day in our life, when we find ourselves on the other side of that desert and that dry place, that we're able to, like this child, giggle with glee. And we realize that Jesus has been with us all along. And this might happen to you many times throughout your life. But I pray that we know this and that we share this always. That the Easter truth is that Jesus is here and won't leave us. And we can thank God for that now and always. Close with this final benediction today. And now may the God of peace, who brought back again from the dead our Lord Jesus, equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you through the power of Jesus Christ. All this is pleasing to Him. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Happy Easter and go in peace.